Ghana has been ranked highest among African countries in medicine pricing, according to the medicine price component of a study by the WHO. About 80% of medicines used in Ghana are imported. This has contributed to the high pricing in the country. At a stakeholders forum in Accra, the WHO office in Ghana urged government to reinstitute rebates on taxes to enhance the production of local pharmaceutical companies. A report by Yvonne Asari-Ofe and Gift.
The price of medicines have always been a sensitive issue to manage, having interests and influences in both public and private sectors, including industry and the returns on taxation. Speaking on good governance of pharmaceuticals, the impact of medicine prices on the sustainability of Ghana's National Health Insurance Scheme, Madam Andrews Annan said medicine prices must be regulated in the public sector and government must make sure that the supply chain is efficient. She hoped that the communique which will be released from the forum will be discussed at the cabinet level to improve on the tax situation.
There used to be tax rebates for manufacturers for raw materials. That has been removed. And so even for the local manufacturers, who are not many, they are now complaining that when they manufacture their medicines, the cost will go up. We don't know why the rebates were removed. Maybe we have to start talking to government about that so that they look into it and remove those rebates for local manufacturers. Because if the medicine is produced at your doorstep, it easily becomes available to you and also creates work for the people in the country. There was a survey over the African region and we realized that in Ghana, for diseases that are chronic, the lowest paid government worker has to work so many number of days before he can afford to buy the medicines. But in other countries, that is the basis. How many days do you have to work to be able to afford some medicine? And the number of days in Ghana were very high.
The Minister of Health, Dr. Kweku Ajimamensah, says the establishment and sustained management of the health insurance scheme, despite its challenges, has removed the financial barriers in accessing healthcare in Ghana. He charged stakeholders in the health sector to play their roles effectively to ensure that the health insurance is sustainable.
In order to address the issues holistically, due cognizance must be given to the roles of the general population, healthcare professionals, policymakers, managers of health financing mechanisms, as well as the role of the healthcare seeker. We all have a part to play in ensuring sustainability of our health insurance. We also collectively need to ensure that we understand these roles and play them appropriately, efficiently, and accountably.
The Medicines Transparency Alliance is an initiative that brings together relevant stakeholders in the public and private sectors to improve sustainable access to medicines through increased transparency in the pharmaceutical sector.